we pray that through the power of your Holy Spirit, you will open up your word to us this morning in our hearts and minds. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus often taught in parables, in stories, didn't he? And I think he's somebody worth emulating, so I'm going to copy him and read you a story today. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there were three brothers. What are we going to call them? The first one's name begins with A.
Alex.
Typical Alex, thank you. They're from America, I should make. So B.
Ben.
You do think that sounds really... Oh, okay. Actually, sing Ben's smile there, yes. Okay, Ben. And C.
Charlie,
okay. Did somebody say Charlotte? I think that would be a funny name for a boy's name, but you know, it might have been to toughen him up. So if I forget and I use A, B and C in this story, shout out the name, okay? Well, they grew up in America. Their family weren't rich, but they were comfortable. The children were brought up with middle-class values of respecting your elders and knowing right from wrong. Between the eldest and the youngest, there were only 5 years. So they actually did quite a few things together. Their dad taught them how to hunt, this is America, and to fish, and their mum taught them how to grow produce in the backyard. Sometimes the boys would scrap with each other. I know that in your families you're all perfect, but this is America. So sometimes the boys would scrap with one another, but on the whole they were a close family. When Alex was 23, he and Ben inherited from a cousin of their dad's. The cousin had moved to Virginia before Charlie was born, so didn't know of his existence, and having no children of his own, had decided to leave his property to the next generation. To their delight, Alex and Ben had each inherited land in the Appalachian Mountains in Virginia, on the eastern side of the states, if you don't know where that is. A mountain each with a shared valley, and on each mountain was a homestead with 2 or 3 bedrooms. The older boys were effectively set for life. There was good fishing in the river, plenty of game for hunting, timber which could sustainably provide them with an income to support a family comfortably. There was also a small amount of agricultural land around each homestead which could be used to grow produce. Charlie, meanwhile, went to university and studied law, racking up huge debts. Alex quickly learned on the job about tending his inheritance. As he hadn't been raised in the area, he made the odd mistake in the early years. He married when he was 25 and they started a family. 2 years later, he was instrumental in building a small school for some of the local children whose parents were dirt poor. That means that they don't own any land of their own. And they lived in trailers around the area. He inspired the community to club together to help with their time and their skills in the building work, and also to give as much as they could afford financially towards books and equipment. Meanwhile, Ben, discovered that if he sold timber to a supplier, he didn't need to work, but could live well and enjoy himself. He was popular with the younger crowd, loved shooting pool at the local bar, or inviting his new friends back to party or to hunt game. But a few years later, he needed to look around at further possibilities for income. That's when he came across a representative from a company of miners who were willing to pay for the coal in his mountain. Coal is really needed in America as fuel prices rise. In our country, have you seen pictures of miners going mining in this country? They go underground, often down very long tunnels, and they have to tunnel in sideways. It can be quite dangerous. Can you remember the Abervan disaster? It can be quite dangerous, And it's quite expensive to mine the coal that way. In America, in the Appalachian Mountains, they harvest the coal using mountaintop removal mining. It's a form of surface mining at the summit of the mountains. Ben decided he was quite savvy, but he was determined not to be taken advantage of when it came to exchanging contracts. So he asked Charlie, his younger brother, for free advice. Charlie read through the contract and advised his brother not to go ahead. He believed it would wreck the area, wreck the environment, but also cautioned that there were no environmental clauses in place and that restoration history among these companies was very poor. The discussion became very heated and they came to blows, fighting as they had never fought before. There was the odd black eye, and vowing never to speak to one another again. Charlie wasn't quite sure what to do, so he went to speak to his older brother, whose name was and explained that in mountaintop removal, mining explosives are used to remove up to 400 vertical feet. That's about 120 meters off the top of the mountain. The excess rock and soil that's in to get to the seams of coal, the excess rock and soil that is created is then just tipped off the site. It's very lucrative for the mining corporations as it's less expensive to execute and requires far fewer employees than our method of mining. So Alex went to see Ben and expressed his concern about the way the mining corporations behaved and urging his brother to reconsider. But Ben dug his heels in, deciding that his finances were of prime consideration. Alex didn't want to fall out with his brother, and so he didn't push very hard. The company blasted a road up the mountain, destroying viable timber, which was a habitat for many of animals and birds. Then they blasted the top of the mountain and using large diggers, and they are huge, even their tires are much taller than me, about twice my height or three times my height. So they blasted the top of the mountain and using large diggers, they pushed the rock, soil and vegetation that they didn't need down off the opposite side of the mountain to the road. It blocked the stream which ran between Alex and Ben's land and covered some of Alex's agricultural land. As the first seam of coal was reached and processed, the waste product from that was also sent plummeting down the mountainside, taking with it more of the topsoil and the few remaining trees which had sustained vegetation. The waste from the processed coal was highly toxic, and it affected the small stream which flowed in place of the previous life-giving river which had been dammed up by the debris. The local population began to find their health deteriorating as they breathed in the dust or played in the stream. Cancer spread. And then one day, the dam of waste stone, soil and trees which had held back the river broke, releasing a huge wave of water which flowed down the valley, taking with it some of the trailer homes and the wooden score. The mining company immediately filed for bankruptcy and its directors disappeared overnight. Ben didn't receive the balance of the money that had been agreed for handing over his mountain, and his land is now worthless. Alex's family and friends are not nearly as healthy as they were. Lives are foreshortened, and they are finding it harder to make a living because the water table has been poisoned. Charlie, instead of pursuing a lucrative branch of law to enable him to pay off his debts, became a voice for those families who lost their homes, their livelihood, and family members. He also started fighting the big companies on their environmental responsibilities and ethical behaviour. he receives death threats. Not only from those locally who have some of the employment at the mines, but from the bigger mining companies, and I hate to say, some politicians as well. So what has this to do with stewardship? Well, God gave stewardship of this planet to humans. You can read about that in Genesis. With rights come responsibilities. Responsibility for material assets and for how we spend our income, for our skills and how we use them, for the environment, whether or not it is in our backyard, and for other people, whether they live locally or on the other side of the planet. With which brother do you identify?